You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, there was a Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting with three new faces. District 1, David Goldenberg, who has replaced Sherry Brennan. District 4, Kathleen Heff, who replaces John Gray. And District 5, Jaron Brandon, who replaces Carl Rotifer. Here are the edited comments from yesterday's meeting.
All right, so the last thing on our agenda today is reports. If you're not aware, as I'm sure you are, probably already are, but reports are a time where we can discuss what work we've been doing in the community, what committees we've served on, and other concerns and topics we'd like to raise in future meetings. We'll start with Supervisor Brandon.
I just wanted to say that I cannot say enough what a humbling experience it is to have the trust of our wonderful community and of District 5, and to profusely thank all those who supported, guided, and otherwise stood with me, and those who were able to make this possible. I ran for a reason. You put me here for a reason, politely saying, to get stuff done, for providing opportunity through housing and business and policies that keep this a vibrant area. And we have an entire board of first-term supervisors and the space finally to, I think differently. It's a double-edged sword. It's both a challenge and a huge opportunity presented to our county. The enemies, I think, that we face from my perspective and guidance of what I would say to the board are inertia, complacency, distrust, political expediency, fear guiding our actions, doing things because they've always been done that way, or the opposite, is being so risk-averse we're afraid to take any actions whatsoever. So my pledge to you and my pledge to the public is I'm going to work my butt off. I will challenge the process every day, probably sometimes too much so, and to always see if there's a better way. We will not agree 100% of the time, but I will listen to you and I will do my best in every circumstance to make a decision that is informed and that takes into account your perspectives and the perspectives of the public as well. And so as I begin with my service, I just want to close with this. We are five people up here. We need people to step up for committees. We need them to step up to help their neighbors and serve on nonprofit boards. We need more people to get involved and be a part of this because the issues that we face took a long time and a lot of people to create, and it will take the exact same thing to get out of this. So please, if you've been thinking about that, reach out. I believe any one of us would be willing to help get you involved in the community and be able to point you in the right direction. I think it's going to be a really great 4 years. And other than that, Chairman Campbell.
Okay, Supervisor Oldenburg.
So very much the same sentiments. Deciding to run for the Board of Supervisors at all was a huge consideration. I had a lot of people with many concerns. Got great input and a lot of assistance, to get to this point where I'm sitting on this board. We've got many, many challenges in front of us right now. These are troubled times. COVID is impacting all of our lives in many, many different ways, financially, emotionally. I've personally had two friends locally here that died from this terrible virus. We need to do everything possible that we can moving forward to, and I know we are. We're doing a lot of things, but we just can't let up, on that. And I'm really excited to see now with the vaccinations coming in and hearing more information today in the board meeting about a new round that are arriving. So that's wonderful news to hear. And I've just got a lot of areas that I want to get into personally as far as talking with people, doing town hall meetings, and I know Supervisor Kirk's got one coming up here pretty soon, and I think there's going to be others as well. We want that. We want a participatory citizens, joining in and being informed, and also, as Supervisor Brandon said, to become a part of the solutions as we move forward. So, thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, Supervisor Heff.
I did not prepare for reports today, but, I have been working every day, it seems like, since being elected in March toward the goal of being here and to be able to hit the ground running. And I think I have done that. I have been meeting with all sorts of groups, culminating with, these last two appeals that happened with the developments past Groveland. So I just want the public to know that I have been very active from my home office rather than this office and unpaid to be ready for this day. I also want to say two more things. One is that I don't know what this year is going to bring for us. I look for good things, and I hope that it is the way we expect that things will open up. I'm not too sure about what's going on with COVID. I'm not too sure about what's going on with the election, the national elections. And I just want us to come together as a community, no matter what, to be compassionate with each other and each other's strong beliefs. And we've always come together in hard times and supported each other as a community. And I look forward to that going forward, no matter what the, what 2021 brings to us. Finally, let's see, my last thought. Oh, what I envision for reports, for the reports section here, is also talking about what the constituents are telling us. I'd like to say, I took in X number of calls, X number of emails and other communications where this is what I'm hearing from my constituents. This is what's important to District 4, you know, and be able to hear from you what you're hearing from your constituents, because it may be really important, but if we're not talking about it in public, we're not going to know, because we can't talk about it privately with each other. So I'm hoping that that can be a brief part of our reports section going forward. Thank you.
And with that, I'll close the meeting of the Board of Supervisors.